Let me tell you something about this ministry. We are genuine. We are authentic. We don't exaggerate things. We are authentic. In our own time, when you are out there walking, that integrity is in us. Why is that so? We love God and we serve God. If we tell you we are going to do something, we are committed. We just came from Marsabit and I was saying, you know, about $100,000. And when we started, I said this, I know where we have reached. I know it's uncomfortable here. But this is $100,000 that I don't know about you. I don't know if you can pour down your 100,000 shillings and leave it there and don't make sure that every penny that you have in that $100,000 is used for the intended purpose. I don't know about you. Maybe to me $100,000 is much, maybe to you it's not. That's why he said this, we're going to extend right here. We're going to stay here to make sure that everything is done right. We are changing lives. And listen to this, you're part of that. You're part of that. I was reading something in the Bible reading this week. I think it was Saturday or Friday. And it says this, that if you want to change, really, you want to change lives, do this. You pray, you serve, and then you give. And that's what the children of Israel in the wilderness, you start thinking about that, those who walked with God, you pray as a lifestyle. And then one of the things is this, you serve God. We are unique. We are not like any other ministry. You heard Mr. Odingo last Sunday saying, we come to any, I don't think I've gone to any church and found high school students, you know, in such a number. We're not trying to be any other people. We are doing exactly what God has called us to do. And we know we are called to the next generation, to raise up the next generation. Listen to this, church. If you want really good success, invest in the next generation. It's time to invest into the lives of children. It's time to invest into the lives of the youths. It's time to make these two groups as our main agenda. I came to this ministry when I was in my 20s. Now I'm 51. That's amazing. And for me, I remember recently when I was in Form 4. Recently, November 1991. I remember that. Anyone who was there in November 1991 in Form 4? Only Jane and I. Can you imagine? Oh, Laban over there and my brother over there. Just few of us, three of us. Anyone who was in Form 4, Form 3 in November 2024? So you are saying November is not yet. But you are in Form 4 now. Anyone who's in Form 4? Now? Oh, come on now. Are you raising up children? Anyone in Form 3? Now? This is, there are more hands. But can you think about, we are just few of us. And Miss Ruth, you are in Form 4, which year? She doesn't even remember. Can you imagine about Professor Judy? In Form 4? Form 6? 1973, she was in Form 6. Huh? I was being born. She was in Form 6 in 1973, and she's winding up to go to the university when I was about 9 months old. And you all young people may think like, that's old. Not so. Within a few years, let me tell you something about this. Most of you, your school children, you're what? 12, I'm not 12, 13, 14, 15, let me say, the ones who have uniform. But don't you know that 15 years from today, you'll be in your 30s? Can you think about that? Can you think about you who are in your, like, 20s? You know, like Priscilla, you're in your 20s, is that? Yes. that 20 years from today, you'll be 40. You'll be in your 40s. Listen, that's the perspective you have to have. Eternal perspective. What legacy will you leave here on this earth? What legacy? What is it that you are going to leave here on this earth? We want impact. Listen to this. It may not look like in many times in the natural. May not look like, but listen to this. If you think about sowing your seed to the next generation, you are going to live in heaven, and it will be wonderful to see the continuation of the work of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Mr. Odingo did such a good work last Sunday. For everyone who has ears to hear, I hope you could go back to that message and listen. We were in, if you hear us calling, saying Kor, K-O-R-R, that's the place, that's the among the Rendile people. Because Marsabit County is very large, actually. But Kor is where we have been. So if you hear us call, say Kor, K-O-R-R, you should know that's the place, the Rendile area. N-A-H-G-A-N, Nagan, Nagan. You have to have an attitude. Nagan. All right? And then you have to answer. If you are greeted, you have to say, Nebei, 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 Nebei. You don't say, Nebei, Nebei, Nebei. And then there we don't say, the way we say in Central. There, when you are accepting, you say, ah, huh? Ha, ha. All right? So we've been changed a little bit. And we're learning more. And of course, they call me Wakene. Wakene is God sent. And it was wonderful being there. I'm going to say some things in a little while regarding this. But I encourage each one of you, as many of you as are able to attend, I encourage you to attend Pastor Benny Hinn's crusade. Wonderful to watch online. Tin and I watched online last evening. And of course, this today, hopefully release you early, those of you who want to attend. But I encourage you. In fact, I encourage many to serve. I don't know if we have so many who are serving, but to serve in that crusade. Do you know what, church? Don't ever be left out in what God is doing in your nation. That is divine. I intend to be there in the ministers meeting tomorrow. At 3 o'clock, but don't ever be left out in what God is doing. Church, let me tell you something. Leave alone politics. There'll be no politics in heaven. You try to vote in heaven, you're out. You understand that? If you want, you go with your placard, hakie to hakie, you're out. You will not enter in. You'll be thrown out quickly. Leave alone politics. It's earthly. Let me tell you something. When you have your first lady in a nation and the second lady who are believers in Christ, not religious, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, God-fearing people, you are in for big blessing. You can have an earthly perspective of house levy, high taxes, what else? Huh? Health fund. You can have all those things and have all the memes going around. And say they have not fulfilled their agenda, you will stay earthly. You will live earthly. But if you ask the Lord our God to open your eyes to see in the realm of the Spirit, you will walk in the kingdom of God. Listen, you will know prosperity in the midst of all this. I hope you are the sheep and you hear the voice of the shepherd. You will know prosperity. Listen this. Come up higher. come up higher. Political affiliations change. Years ago, it was Harambe. It passed. We came later on, is it in 2007? We had what? Huh? The reigning of Mr. Kibaki, it passed. We came to 2013, TNA, Tujenge, it passed. Recently, the most recent one is which one you know of? Listen this. By the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the authority of our God reigns forever. What does that mean, church? We must put on our true citizenship. Our citizenship is of heaven. And from there, we await the returning of our Lord. Oh, church, don't be brainwashed by the world. But I keep saying about heavenly perspective, we must have that. Or the church will be caught up in so many divisions, tribal affiliations, and I mean what? Rivalry and all that, and will not do much for the kingdom of God. As for me and my house, we chose to live way above all that. Church, I encourage you. Pay attention to what God is doing in our nation. I believe right now, Pastor Benny Hinn being in this town, we are entering into such a restoration of the glory of God in the church than anything we've ever known before. God is working. Hallelujah. God is working. Don't be left out. Don't be left out. Amen. Don't be left out. Paying attention. Oh, House Levy. House, what are you going to do? It's already been passed in the courts. What are you going to do? He said, Pastor, did you come back to tell us all this? I wish you stayed in Rendileland some more. Yeah, I came back to tell you God's purposes and God's plans. They are bigger. Let's go back to that 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that Miss Yvonne read. In a moment, I mean, it's been over an hour now. Listen to this. So we fix our eyes. Can you read this together with faith? So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. What is unseen is eternal. I like the way Dr. Jerry Saville says, what is seen is subject to change. What you are seeing in your life is subject to change. And how do you change it? You change it by faith. What is faith? Hebrews 11:1. Let's go over there, please. In Hebrews 11:1, let's go to the Amplified Classic Version, then I'll show you some things. Then we wind up. Hebrews 11:1. Baraka, it's so good to see you, brother. Make this your home, please. Please. That is Gastebro Promenge Des. Oh, okay. All right. Now look at this. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed, of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see. So, faith precedes manifestation. Faith precedes manifestation. You know, you hear, like, I think Miss Lois said this about people asking about which international school is this? Yes, we are international. We're an international school. Why is that so? If you don't perceive it, if you don't say it, you don't have it. People keep saying what they have. You'll have what you say, but if you want something new, then you need to be saying where you're going. You need to be saying the will of God. We are an international school. We are going, we are breaking barriers. That's exactly who we are. What is that? Is being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith, which according to Romans 10, 17, comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we hear and hear the word of God until we perceive as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. We perceive as real fact what is not revealed to our senses. What are we doing? We're changing lives. What are we doing with all these children, our young people in the Children's Church, in Heritage Leadership Academy, and bringing these children here from our high school and KSCF outreach? Listen to this. We are raising up leaders. Not just leaders. We are raising up godly leaders. We are raising up leaders who will have an impact. Maybe I'll have you, and one of you guys will be the president in some few years to come. What will happen? I'll be entering your office without knocking the door. Really? Really? It's amazing about connections. In the ministry, we don't look for men, really, to do anything for us. But I'll tell you, over the years in this ministry, it's amazing how God divinely opens connection for us. In fact, I had the other day, we had, the former MP over there wanted to see me. And then I told Norman, come over here. You want to see us? So we sat down and he talked and asked, we want your geologist. He said, fine. Then when you're a big man, you say, exchange the number with my assistant. So Norman is the one who gets the numbers. And the sitting MP in that area say, he sent a message. One was it, we are with the president in Naivasha, but we'll come and see you in Nairobi. I said, okay, meet with my assistant first. You change lives. Let me tell you something. Your seed goes before you. Generosity opens door for you. Really? I'm set, actually, this coming next Sunday evening, I'm set to travel to Israel for 6 days or 7 days. How many days? Okay, leave on Sunday evening and then come back on a Saturday afternoon, going to Israel. Do you know how that door has opened? Because of the first fruit offerings that we receive here and send to Israel. Do you know among the people that I'm going to be with we're a few of us, not many, of a team from the UK, which is, David Adam, is like a Red Cross of Israel. And we've sown seeds into that. When you receive these festivals that we receive seed, we sow. When we tell you we sow this seed, we sow. So in one of those, which will be next week, one of those days, I'll be at the president's residence. We're being hosted by the First Lady of Israel. And another morning, that is dinner, and one morning will be with the British High Commissioner to Israel. He'll be hosting us because the majority that will be traveling, that woman is British. That's why she's clapping. So, Jared Campbell is British, married to a British man. But we'll be there and we'll be hosted by British High Commissioner to Israel to have a thing that will be breakfast morning, among other places, high profile places that we'll be going to. That's amazing. I know my village. I know my village. I know where I've come. I was telling Tina, man, I know where I come from. You know my village. I took you there. And we'll be going there. Do you know what has opened that whole really trip? Is our seed. And one of the places I'll be going to on Friday before I catch my flight that late night will be in our orphanage. The oldest orphanage in Israel is in Jerusalem. It's called Zion Orphanage. We have given to Zion Orphanage, I think, slightly over 4 years every month from this ministry. Every month. And I'll be privileged to go to Jerusalem to meet with, you know, to go to that orphanage. In fact, Magin, David said, want that African pastor. And probably, I think, if not one, the rest of them are mostly British and Jewish origin. I'll be the only African, if not two of us, being in that trip. God is good. Your generosity will open doors for you. Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. Listen, stinginess is not part of you. Be generous. Believe God all the time. Let's give some report over here. Do you have those photos ready? I want you to see some things. Show you. Let me say this, preface by saying this, that of course we left on Monday the 12th. Wait. What has been our mansion over there? But then we left on the 12th. I'm talking about still eternal perspective. We left on the 12th on Monday. We got there in the evening. And then the company, of course, got there also. The drilling company got there on Monday evening. And the managing director was there, the owner. And then on Tuesday, sometimes in the afternoon, started the drilling process. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning, a time like this, when you are going to on site, we had my phone, and we just listening to praise and worship and listen to the message. No man, I think, was able to listen to it, the whole of it, watch it online, but I did that night. But we just missed you. Just looking at the faces, I thought, my goodness, that's my family. Seriously. And but we still had to work on that Friday, Sunday, I mean. And then they finished the drilling. And then after that is what is called pump testing, which takes 24 hours. Test pumping, which takes 24 hours. But there was a delay on Monday, so they came on Tuesday, I think, and then continued to, then there was another delay, then on Wednesday, then on Thursday is when they were finishing. I told the gentleman, whatever it takes this Thursday, we are going home. Even if we are going to reach at midnight, we are going home. So we left on that Thursday at 1 o'clock, that is over 500 kilometers, and about almost 1.5 hours of it, rough is an understatement of road. That road is rough, dusty, hot. At one time, we checked out the temperatures. They were 40 degrees Celsius. And I saw your WhatsApp status having chicken, you know, talking about the temperatures in Nairobi, that you're sticking out chicken, you're roasting with the sun. You know, I told the gentleman, here, when you stick it out, it burns, comes charcoal. You all are talking about that 1 degree Celsius and 30 degrees Celsius. There, especially when it comes to afternoon, from 3 o'clock, actually, it goes to 36, 37, 38, until 5 o'clock. The lowest temperatures can come down to at night. Can you imagine 5 a.m., 4 a.m. is 24, 25 degrees Celsius. Mosquitoes, it sounded like that's the headquarters. Oh, my goodness. First night I slept, I think there was around 8. Then I was moved to another room, the best in the compound. And then I slept there. The first night was, that was my room. Let's go over there. That was my room. Do you have it now? That was my first night. That was my humble abode. Can you imagine that? So nice. When you enter in, wait. When you enter in, you enter this way. In other words, you humble yourself. So I was moved to the second one, which was the best actually there. In fact, one of the nights, was it on a Tuesday night, I think this past week, the former MP got there. No, it was Saturday, I think. The former MP got there, and all the years when he's there, that was where I was sleeping, was his room, because it's the best in the compound. And then, so no man ever had the conversation. He said, I want my room, and something like that, not verbatim. But he says, then the mama says, the owner said, no, someone is occupying it. Yes, what's that who's bigger than I who can occupy my room and you can give it out to me? And the mama said, it's a pastor. He said, okay. So the following day, he said he wanted to meet with us. So I said, that's fine. I told Norman, come with me. And then he said, I wanted the room, but mama told me that the pastor is occupying it. So you are the pastor. And da 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 da. We talked and all that. So then I was taken to my best room. And in the compound, I woke up at night. And I had, with no exaggeration, probably 50 mosquitoes in the net. My back was on fire. I killed them in revenge until my palm was red. I'm telling you the truth. I tried using wipes, you know, wet wipes to clean my palm. I was smelling blood. I had to go wash my hands. I killed them in revenge. I said, you defied me. I'm going to kill you. The second day, Mama said, I'm going to make that bed for you and, spread that net, and Pastor, you'll not have this experience. The following night, there were about 15 inside. They had chewed me so good. I killed them. Tina knows any mosquito that comes in the bedroom is dead. That for me is for sure. I'll wake up, I'll switch on the lights, I'll look for it and kill it. I killed them. Then finally, I gained the skill of how to tuck that net. And I had two of them actually nets. Then I was able to sleep. I think the following day I had like two mosquitoes. But that night, the first night we arrived, I went to the pit latrine, not a washroom. So when you are down there, I used to call it a pit. Went to the pit. Let me visit a pit. When I went there, I found, no exaggeration here, about 50 roaches, cockroaches, the big size, which fly. You know them? All over around. I looked at them. I thought, oh, God, help me. 50. No exaggeration. You open the door, the other door. Oh, man, what am I going to do here? Then I said, so where is the bathroom, Eddie? So I was shown the bathroom. I entered in, I thought, man, this place is stinky. Do you know what I did? I had sweated. I slept without showering. I confessed my sin. I didn't have Tina anyway, so I smelled sweat as... That was such an amazing experience. But listen to this. I'm telling you, I've sensed the Lord throughout the trip. I've sensed His pleasure. I've sensed His joy. He's touched my heart so much, experiencing that. And I've thought that is, compared to what the Lord did in coming from the glory, to come into this earth, is nothing. David Livingstone, leaving his home, boarding the boat to an unknown land and many missionaries, compared to what we're experiencing, is nothing. Get into a vehicle with air condition. In fact, we had this time we're in a black Prado. air condition. You come from outside, you enter in that vehicle, feel, sure, it's so good. Had your phones all through, could talk to people different, really, literally, in different parts of the world. I remember even having an interview, was it on Wednesday, with the Israel embassy. It was a Zoom interview. I mean, but those missionaries came and they didn't have any way of communicating back home. We're living in a good generation, church. All what we are doing for the Lord is a reasonable service. So do you know what? No complaints whatsoever. Our best breakfast there was pancake. Every morning, pancake, pancakes, pancakes. Until at some point, pancakes reached here. You know, right over here, you're about to spew it out. I say, no more pancakes. In fact, I told them, we're not rebellious. You know, the children of Israel are the ones when they were craving for meat. I said, you'll eat those quails until, you'll eat meat until it will be coming out of your nose. I said, we're not rebellious. We're eating this many pancakes. At some point, I think you're eating pancakes with beans. Pancakes with beans. Finally, Norman said, Mama, please, let's have chapati and beans. We've eaten too much meat. Sheep, meat, goat meat, almost every day. And in the morning, wake up and there are those small pieces of meat you eat. Sometimes in the morning, liver. I mean, that. And then the vegetables was cabbage, cabbage, cabbage. At some point, cabbage was right over here. I'm done with cabbage. But I'm telling you, I sense the Lord all through helping us. The most important thing, drill 231 meters deep. We got the water. Hallelujah. Praise God. We did the first phase, cupping that water and borehole. And then the next one, we are going back now to start now piping that water to the village, about five kilometers away, and to the school, about 6 kilometers away. Your seed is making a difference. Be part of this. Again, about eternal perspective. Be part of this, church. We are doing this as unto the Lord. Let's go. Okay, so that was my first night, my wonderful boy. You see that? That's the managing director of one of the company. Are you seeing his hands? He had all this covered all the way up because of the sun. And he had a certain hat that was like an umbrella. It was too much. He came, he made a good mistake. The first night he came with his wife because they spent only one night. The wife was being taken around the rooms. She was shocked until one of the residents said, can I give you my room, please, to spend there? Or else they could have driven, 48 kilometers away for her to go and spend. I'm telling you, that woman was in shock. I've been hearing ladies saying, when are we going to Marsabit? You sure? Are you positive? Anyway, that was the first day for the drilling. Go on the next one. These are the children. It's called Nomadic School. That's where we'll be drilling the water to. At the background, you can tell, is that drilling, you all in vernacular can call it in a layman's language, is a truck which has machine that you can drill a borehole, but actually it's called rig, R-I-G. So that's a rig behind there, all right? So those are the children. And then, again, those are the children, that's cool. And then you can tell how it's hot. I'm wearing my shorts there. I won't do it in church, you know that. But it's really hot. You feel the heat. And then those are the mamas from the village. It's Nahagan village. And greeting the men, you know, from that Nahagan village. They're so excited. They came all the way to see what we are doing. Go ahead, please. And that's the whole process beginning. Now drilling. That was maybe a second day or so. You've seen that, started getting into the water. Go continue. I was praying, I don't remember what that was at the end of the first process. But let's go ahead. I was praying with those elderly people. And then you have water over there. Can you tell that? Look at that boy. It's wonderful. Young man. Go ahead. That was still, it hadn't cleared, you know, that's the initial process. But that is what is test pumping. Test pumping is a controlled process. You don't let it run, you know, a lot of it, just a control process. And then go on to the next one, please. And then, of course, there, little bit. Still, go ahead. Are you moving? We had some more. Okay, let me have a video. The last one. There's a video there at the end. Look at that. Are you seeing the water? Are you seeing how much that is? Joshua Lieber is our contact person over there. But you can tell that is at the end. Now think about that water. For 24 hours, what is called test pumping, that water had been running. But then when they were done with the 24 hours, then they released the whole valve, if you know what a valve is, and that much water was coming out, and it should be about 5 cubic, if you know what that is. That means it's 5,000 liters per hour. It's a loss of water. What you're going to, of course, you're going to take it for analysis, and then after that, build tanks, big tanks, at the place with solar panels and pump it to the village and also pump it to the school. God is good. Hallelujah. First changing life. Let me read to you a scripture that the Lord gave to me. In fact, at some point they had some debate after praying, and I'd sensed the Lord, as again I've told you, sensed the Lord throughout the trip. Let's see over here. Let's go to Isaiah 41 from verse 17, then I'll say something. At some point, the New King James Version is fine. At some point, there are, you know, you have the geologists and you have a person who deals with a, you know, test pumping unit. I got to hear, to have some vocabulary, test pumping unit. That is PTU, okay? So if you heard me say about PTU, you know what that is. Are you all learning? So anyway, then there are some debates here and there. And I asked the geologist, he explained. I asked the guy who was in charge of that test pumping unit, he explained, and I told them, gentlemen, that's good. But I've been praying, I've been listening to the Lord, he's given me a word. Thank you for your professions, but I have my profession, I'm a pastor. So let me do my part. So I prayed, and remember we had traveled with another former MP of Wajir North, he's become our friend. It's called Honorable Mohammed Gabo. But I said, guys, that's fine. You've done your part. I've also my profession. I'm a pastor. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you already spoke to me about this. And I prayed and I was done. When they opened and so much water came out of it, that borehole, and clean, that man who called me, remember he's a Muslim, he told me, Pastor, I remember what you told them. They did their professional part. You told them you have your profession. And then you prayed. I don't care what they think. That is a miracle of God. That's amazing. Listen to this. That's a Muslim that when you're traveling, when you stop at some point, he'll come out, look for a cardboard, and go by the side and pray. He said, I don't care what they think. That is a miracle of God. I said, I agree with you, sir. That's a miraculous part. Listen to what the Lord had given to me last year. The poor and needy seek water, but there is none. Does it explain that situation? Does it explain that situation? Their tongues fail for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. How does God answer his people? Through men, especially the church. You can use any man, but especially the righteous who are pursuing God. I, the Lord, will do what? That's, we'll answer them. We'll hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I saw that, and the Lord gave that to me. I told the team, I think last year, God has given me the word for this borehole project. Look at what he says there. I'll open rivers in desolate heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I wish to show you some of the videos seeing that water flowing on that land. And look at the next one, what he says. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the acacia tree, the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the cypress tree and the pine and the box tree together. Let's go next one. This is the whole purpose. This is the whole purpose. It's not just giving them water. This is the whole purpose. How many times, you know, Deacon Norman can say this, how many times people will come and they say, oh, this is God. This is God. They look at me and say, Pastor, why can't he? This is God. Listen what he says, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this. And the whole one of Israel has credited it. Not just Eliphaz, but listen to this. The whole purpose is to reveal God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to them. I told you, they already said, you have the land. When you are ready, come and build a church over here. Anyone who want to go there to pastor? Thank you. All your hands are up. I remember years ago, Pastor Wade, of course, we'll make trips to Budalang, and Budalang is dry and can be rough, but no way compared to Kor, the place we have been. But then we went there, and Pastor Wade, we've gone several times. Pastor Wade says, Davis, I know what I'm going to do. Yes, sir. I'm going to build a nice home over here. And of course, I'm building a center and a nice home for you and Tina. And you can pastor church here. You start a church and you pass it over here. And I'm telling you, you'll have all the comfort of the city. I said, okay. I came home. I told Tina, honey, do you know what? If God wants us to be in Budalangi, we will be there. She says, don't say that. She said, don't say that, please. I said, what about, we want to be where God wants us to be. She said, honey, please don't say that. I was really canceled the whole thing. I'm still in the city. Listen this, you want to be where God wants you to be. Of course, we didn't know it was God's will, but that was Pastor Wade saying. And I really didn't care. I didn't care if we were going to be in Budalang and be there. That was fine. I was going to enjoy life being there. Listen, church, you have to perceive things according to eternity. The whole purpose of it is eternal purposes of God. God is lifting you up, but he wants you to listen to this. To be a person who can think about others. Life in God is about being selfless. Really, being selfless. I can see what God is doing, like what they have presented, Heritage Leadership Academy, and all what God is doing through this ministry, this whole project. I am so thankful to God, KSEF Outreach, and all the outreaches of this ministry. I am so thankful to God that we are, I can say this, that I'm a part of this in seeing the goodness of God. Hallelujah. One of these days we'll be home, church. We'll be in our eternal home. I remember the first day when we got to Nahagan village in March last year. Yeah, I had sunglasses, big sunglasses, like wearing those sunglasses. And I saw the children. I saw the women. I saw their skins dry. I saw naked boys. And the way those children looked, I wept and wept, just greeting them. Remember, we had gone to different villages, but I kept weeping. And I went back to the hotel, back to Marsabit Town. When I woke up that morning, I read the scriptures a little bit and I started crying. I wept and I kept seeing, like, I'm looking at the Lord and he's looking at this side of my face. And it's like he's saying this, will you do this for me? And I say, yes, Lord. Of course, we've been in communication with Pastor Carla. And, you know, we wrote a letter report and she did there in the U.S. And the partner say, we are doing this. We're helping you to do this work. This is the work of God. I tell you, church, you are involved in the work of God. Just you being in this place, you are involved in God's work. We must preach the gospel. Last scripture, then we are winding up. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, I want to read from the Amplified Classic Version. Deacon Yvonne, you did so good. You need to share those notes with me. Yeah, please. I had Miss Ruth on Wednesday. She said something about perspective. I thought, man, that woman said it so well. I had to ask for that, the way she gave that definition of perspective. It's different. God, I remember when the Lord started giving me that word, and then I found a prophet of God saying the same thing about perspective. I was thrilled, developing a heavenly perspective. Look at this, verse 10, Ephesians 2:10. As you wonder, will you stand up on your feet? I know you've been standing, you've been sitting for a long time. I want you to look at this scripture as you wind up in this service. For we are God's own handwork. God's own handwork. That's what new creation is all about, his workmanship. That means you are meticulate. You know that word? Meticulate. Meticulously created. And I think that's English. Okay, it is. Okay. I have some learned friends over here. And recreated in Christ Jesus. Look at this as new creation. Born anew. We are born anew. If you are born again, you are born anew. What's the whole purpose of being born again? Just to go to heaven? Yes, we'll ultimately go to heaven. But listen to this. Born anew. That. This is what it means. If you look at the scriptures and you understand the language, is this. You are born anew for this purpose. Is that true? That we may do. So listen to this. The salvation actually is in our spirits. We're born again. We're children of God. But that new creation does some things. They ask Jesus, how can we work the works of God? And Jesus said this is the work of God, that you believe in the one that he sent. Believe God in the one that he sent. I like saying it in this manner. Good works don't bring us to salvation, but saved people do good works. Saved people do good works. Look at this. His workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that you may do those good works which God predestined. Planned beforehand, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Your plan, God's plan, you be born again, and then you start doing those good works. For us, one of those is HLA, raising up orphans and vulnerable children, our home. You know, drilling a borehole and whatever God is going to unfold there and feeding those people. We don't know everything. But listen this, those are some of our good works God has called us to do, which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time. Say, Father, help me to take the paths that You prepared ahead of time. For me, there are paths that you have to follow. Thank you for saying it, but I'm telling you now, there are paths that you have to follow. And it's following the Lord. Listen to this, and it goes on to say this. For us taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, let's read this together. I know this is what you enjoy. But have you noticed this is a condition, what do you call it? A promise with a condition. You seen that? But this one I know you enjoy. Let's read together. That we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. In the paths of God is equal to good life. I'm telling you the truth. However hard, harsh the conditions were, being in that Rendile land, I sense the goodness of God all through. Deacon Norman, would you say that? Ed, would you say that? I know Boris will say that. We had fun. We laughed. I think we'll be sitting, eating pancakes and laughing, literally laughing. Just some... Let me give you this one. The former MP of Ojiano, this is so funny, Honorable Mohammed. You know, every time we'll drive, we'll see goats will run away, donkeys will be standing, or donkeys will be standing, and then dogs will run after the vehicle. So he said, let me give you a story. That a donkey, a dog, and a goat, they're in a vehicle, in a matatu. Then, the dog paid 100 bob, but usually it's 50 shillings fare, but paid 100 bob. And then, the donkey paid the full fare, 50 bob, and then a lighting. But the dog paid 100 bob, and it's supposed to get the change balance for 50 bob back. And the conductor could not give the 50 bob back. And when they all started arguing, the goat ran out of the vehicle without paying the bus fare. So every time the dog sees the vehicle, he's running asking for his balance. The donkey doesn't matter, paid. But every time we drove near goats, goats will run away because they don't want to pay. I'm telling you, that cracked me. So the Rendile children are so interesting. Every time they see a vehicle, they don't run away from the vehicle. They're naked, most of them. They're running towards the vehicle. And they're running towards the vehicle. And then I say, Honorable Gabo, These ones are also asking for the balance. And then he said, that one I will not say anything. That is for the dog. Anyway, we had fun. He has so many stories that will just crack you. I'm telling you, the Lord is God. Hallelujah. Will you just thank Him and honor Him? Hallelujah. You alone are my shield. Can you just thank Him for His goodness? I hope you've been encouraged today. You've seen yourself being part of this vision. You want to take the paths that He has in store for you. Taking paths which He prepared ahead of time. Hallelujah. Which I don't know about you.
But I want, when I step into my eternal home, that He has been my desire all my life, more than anything.